10.20. 1.
Are there any brands which you think have a really good logo or slogan?
I think, you know, the one that sticks out to me the most is the Nike swoosh. I've sort of been fascinated by that and the whole progression of the company over the years. I find them to be one of the strongest brands. I think American icons like Coca-Cola has a great brand name. Disney has a great brand.
Does it make you want to buy the products?
You know, I will say I am loyal to those products. I think each one brings a little different thing to it. When I think of, you know, Disney, I think about customer service. When I think about Coca-Cola, I think about the quality of their product. Nike, I think about their sort of cutting-edge marketing campaigns. And they've got a product that is sort of backs it up, too.
Are there any advertisements that make you not want to buy the product?
I tend to dislike car ads on the radio. I don't mind them on television, but on ads, I tend to want to turn them off. I don't think I'm not going to buy a car, but I don't like listening to the ads, that's for sure.
2.
What's your favorite city?
My favorite city would have to be Rome. I love Italy and I've spent a lot of time there, and Rome doesn't bore me, even if I go there several times.
Why do you like it?
I love the food in Rome. I love the sights. The people are so friendly, and no matter what time of year, in winter or summer, there's lots going on.
Do you think cities will be different in the future?
Ooh, that's a difficult question. I think some cities, which are already quite wealthy and have a lot of modern aspects to them, such as New York or London, might become more efficient. I hope they do. But I can imagine lots of cities around the world that aren't so wealthy or have more kind of commercial centres to not be too different, even in maybe 20 years' time.
3.
Do you think it's more important to study science than arts?
For the economy's point of view, I think studying science is important, but from a kind of creativity, learning and educational point of view, possibly art, because it's about imagination and, you know, we don't know what skills we're going to need in 20 or 30 years' time, so something to do with creativity. I'm sure sciences can be creative, but arts tend to promote that a bit more.
Which scientific subjects do you think have taught you something useful?
I've never been very good at sciences, to be quite honest with you, so I quite like maths. I was a bit late coming to maths, but I quite like the kind of logic to it and the kind of the thinking process that goes alongside it.
What would you most like scientists to discover in the future?
Definitely how to respond to global warming anything that gets us away from carbon-based heating or fuel. Obviously there's the medical sciences, which is quite important. I suppose anything to do with the neurosciences and how we cope with learning or mental health problems, that type of thing.
4.
Have you ever given a presentation?
Yes.
Where and when?
It was at my university. It was part of an exam. We had to give a PowerPoint presentation to a group of people and some examiners.
How did you feel?
Not great. It was not enjoyable.
Was it a success?
I passed. Success in some way, yeah.